Hello.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to start recording. Hi, welcome to the Hamilcast. Today we're going to be doing an episode on the Skylar Sisters. Jacob, what do you think of that song?
I think it's a great song. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the world.
I agree. So basically, that's when we interact with Aaron Burr, and we see he doesn't start out rich, right?
Nope. He starts out.
Yeah, he starts out as an urchin, basically. So, in case you haven't noticed, this is the Hamilcast. I'm Azirian Water.
And I'm Jacob Wolf.
And today you're going to be hearing Jacob's Jeopardy and some guest stars, hopefully. So, let's get started. Jacob, ask a few questions about the song The Skylar Sisters.
Okay, so what does it mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is that it's showing really who... Okay, so it's... introduces the Skylar Sisters and how Peggy's really the uptight, no fun one. And then it introduces Aaron Burr for a second time when he's not interacting with Aaron Burr. So it really just gives a perspective of, like, the war is going to start, because it says, like, it's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore, no ideas in the air. And then Alexander Hamilton joins the war. So it's kind of a, you know?
Yep. What do you think Aaron Burr is thinking?
I'm thinking, oh, just because I'm poor doesn't mean you shouldn't trust me, you know? Like,
yes.
I'm a trust fund, baby. You can trust me.
Yes, actually.
It also has some relation to COVID-19. Because, like, I'm thinking, whoa, people interacted with each other back then before the social distancing.
Yeah. What do you think the song means? Like, what do you think? Like, how does it connect to Aaron Burr specifically?
It connects to Aaron Burr, because, like, Aaron Burr is introducing everything, giving his perspective. Like, there's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor, like, gawking at the students. Yeah, it's just really showing how rich people aren't the best, you know?
Yeah, and you know the live Aladdin that they actually just came out with?
On Broadway?
In 2019?
Yeah.
Does it connects because Aladdin is poor, and he becomes a better person throughout the movie.
And the Broadway show.
And the Broadway show. And then Aaron Burr, during that song, he starts off as poor. Then he walks his way up the line to still poor, but he's a nicer person.
And then he gets a little bit more money. Then he lives a happy life until he shoots Alexander Hamilton, and then he kind of lives a life of regret and misery.
Yes. And why do you think...
Last question.
Why do you think Alexander Hamilton didn't fire at Aaron Burr?
Because he had a strategy that he followed his whole life, and he thought it would work, but it didn't.
Yes. Okay, so... that is the end of
Jacob's
the
Jeopardy.
Questions. Yes.
So we're going to do another broadcasting soon. Hi, welcome to the Hamilcast. I'm Maisie Rainwater. You'll be hearing from Jacob Wolf and Jake Rainwater later. We're going to be talking about the empowering song Aaron Burr, Sir, when Hamilton meets his best friend and later enemy for the first time. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to Jake's Corner. This is Jake talking.
Today we are talking about the song from the musical Hamilton, Aaron Burser. And it is one of my favorite songs, but really, to be honest, when I first heard that song, that was back when I really didn't know what Hamilton was, and back before I even didn't know what Aaron Burr was. So when I heard that beginning about Hamilton and Aaron Burr, when Hamilton needs him, he's explaining why Hamilton punched that guy to Aaron Burr. I didn't know who Aaron Burr was when I first listened to it, so I was like, who is this guy? And then when I realized, oh, it's Aaron Burr is one of Hamilton's best friends. So, the song really kind of just gets to sing of who is Aaron Burr.
I agree, and welcome to Newsflash, next Newsflash Hamilton related. Welcome to Newsflash, and this time we have a double whammy Newsflash for you. First, on my behalf, I've done some research, and it turned out it took him a year to make Alexander Hamilton and another year to make the second song. Now, Jake, what's your newsflash?
I did also some research, and I figured out that Hamilton used to be a mixtape, not a musical.
Well, that's surprising. That's the end of Newsflash. Now on Jacob's behalf, Jacob's guest star.
Welcome back to another Hamilton cast recording.
Hello, welcome to the Hamcast. Today we're going to do an episode on Aaron Burser. So, welcome to another episode of Jacob's segment, part of Aaron Burser. So the title of today's episode is Hamilcast Sir.
Yes, and the reason why we chose that is because, as you can tell, I'm a little hoarse right now. We chose that because Aaron Burser and Alexander Hamilton, they're very, very good buddies.
And but they didn't start out that way.
They didn't start out that way, but the first time Alexander Hamilton met Aaron Burr was at basically at a diner.
Yeah, like
at a bar. Yeah,
like,
bar.
Can I buy you a drink? That would be nice.
Aaron Burr actually got nervous because he had no. Aaron Hamilton.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir. And Aaron Burr, actually was frightened by Alexander Hamilton because Alex came in and just sat down like Aaron Burr was in trouble. But he wasn't. Like-
And the whole thing is also the advice. Talk less, smile more.
Yes. So we are about to sing this song for y'all. Don't laugh. But it might actually sound good. So let's try it.
Okay, who are you going to be? I'm going to be Aaron Burr. I mean, I'm going to be Alexander Hamilton. Oh, hey, Catherine. Welcome to the Hamilcast.
Hey.
So, if you didn't know, we were going to be freestyling the song Aaron Burser from Hamilton. And this is one of our guest stars. Catron, say hi.
Hi.
So, Kat, this is a Hamilton podcast called The Hamilcast by the Fans. Now, we're going to be inviting you to numerous episodes.
I've missed the first
one. And you're
going
to give some of your insight as a beginner Hamil fan.
I already like Hamilton.
That's what I said. Okay, so let's get started. Pardon me. Are you Aaron Burr, sir? Jacob. Okay, Catherine, while we're waiting, we're going to ask you some questions about this song.
Yeah?
Oh, Jacob left. Okay. What do you think of this song? Aaron Burr, sir.
I can't hear it.
I know. But so when Alexander Hamilton first met Aaron Burr, do you predict that they knew that they're going to be enemies one day?
I guess no, but they could have had like a feeling that they might not get along well.
Yeah, because Hamilton shoots out off at the mouth, and Aaron Burr's just like, talk less, smile more. So it's a very complicated thing.
Yeah.